Blog Talk Radio.
Cynthia, how are you?
Oh, I'm feeling up and ready to go.
Oh, that's a good sign. Today's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
And guess what? Thursday is ruled by the angel Sashiel, which represents abundance in the universe and prosperity.
Amen. All right. What color?
Purple.
Purple. So, this morning you should find something purple to wear and invite in the angel Sashiel for abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Glory, are you there?
Is she answering in the chat room? Oh, on the phone.
She's typing.
She's there.
Okay. She said, yes, good morning, I'm here.
No.
I'm going to turn your mic on so you can say hi to everybody and they can hear your voice. Hello? You have to put your phone down. She's still typing. I can hear her typing. Okay, we'll just let her stay in the chat room this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our morning prayer? Sorry, hit the wrong button. She's calling back in.
Oh, bless her heart.
So, you guys, go ahead. And Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our morning prayer? Okay.
Heavenly Father and Mother, God and Goddess, balancing all things in the universe, we thank you. We stand in awe of your beauty and your infinite wisdom and intelligence and governing everything in the universe, including us. As we move and be uplifted in the power of planetary ascension, we know that we are the power of oneness. We are the universe looking through the cosmic mirror of time and space, looking at ourselves and our lives. And everything we ideate and create comes from our own power, that we share in the consequences of all decisions made and all choices made. Thank you for giving us the power of choice and free will. We walk in this path of love and wisdom and uprightness in the power of righteousness, guided by the mystery and awe and majesty of the Holy Spirit. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Excuse me. Wow. Dr. Reggie, I'm going to turn your mic off because I hear an echo. Anyway, we are moving in. So we have two more chapters. We're finishing this book up tomorrow. And I hope it's been a wonderful journey for you. My goodness, I say this every day almost, but it has been so mind-blowing to walk through this journey in oneness and to share it with you. What I am so grateful that Rasha, who transcribed this book, was obedient and made herself available to hear these words and disciplined enough to stay with it, because this is a lot of information to share with us. And it is such a testament that the Spirit of God is alive and well. You know, it didn't, God did not stop talking to us. We stopped listening. It didn't end with the Bible. So I'm very glad that she listened. And I'm glad that many of you listened, took the time to listen. We started this journey in February, and here it is June. That's why I said I'll never do a book this big again. But I think I'm quickly saying, oh, I'll do one every year this size. So I've got, you know, maybe next year we'll have another one that's very large, especially when I recognize how much this has, oneness has laid the groundwork. It has laid the foundation for you to soar in your spiritual development, in your on your spiritual journey, and into the expansion of your consciousness, and in ultimately into your ascension. And there will be some of you who may not taste physical death because of the foundation that has been laid here for you in oneness. If you really sow these lessons in your heart, and oneness touches upon this, you may not transition. If you can raise your vibration enough, high enough, there will be no need for you to transition. And you can experience this as long as you'd like. And I know some of you may say, okay, now, Cynthia, you're going too far. But it was in oneness that I tapped into that. And I hope you heard it. Okay, so today we're talking about viewing the ancient prophecy of the end times from your new awareness, which oneness calls from a heightened perspective. You now understand your divinity. Let's go and look at what really is happening in the end times. Okay, I'm on page 389 if you're following me in the text. There has been much wisdom and much speculation handed down through the ages with regard to the nature of the times now upon you. They have been referred to as the end times by sages since time immemorial. In reading this text, you may have come to consider that that label has been interpreted in a literal and a linear sense by many in your reality, and as such, much fear and mass hysteria has been triggered unnecessarily. Did you hear that? Okay, so all of you that have this belief that the end times mean the world is coming to an end, on one level, yes, it is. But it's not going to be the way you think it is. That's why I honestly believe when they talk about the second coming of Jesus, the Christ, that it's not going to be the way we think it's going to be either. It's going to be something totally different. So it should be obvious to you that massive change is at hand. Yes? To resist that change and cling to an outmoded reality is surely not the answer for a world that is clearly growing in conscious awareness. For just as radical change has transpired within your own life circumstances and within the depths of your inner being, so too is the reality reflected by the collective consciousness, a product of that change. And doesn't that make sense? Let's break it down, okay? I love bringing these messages, these principles back to you. All right. You have become aware of your divinity. You're now creating a life drama. because you're creating from a higher state of awareness. The way you experience that drama is different, is it not? Yes. So does that not mean that the world, the environment around you is changing? Yes. And what oneness is saying, because understand, we're a small group, but this change is taking place all over the world in terms of consciousness. And everything all over the world is changing because people are changing. They're growing in their awareness. They are elevating in their consciousness. And so when Bruce Lipton says, the consciousness is not able to support the old systems. Do you get it? There's not enough thought process. There's not enough creative process to support the way things used to be because everybody's gone to another level. And look how the internet has changed that. And I've given you the example of the U.S. Postal Service. How many of you are mailing your bills, still mail your bills? How many of you still write letters and send cards? I guarantee you just about everybody here is paying their bills online or some portion of bills online and using the U.S. mail very, minimally. Okay, so that consciousness, we're not supporting the Postal Service the way we used to. And the Postal Service is being forced to shift. So do you understand why they're saying the radical change that has transpired within your own life circumstances, which equals and means your consciousness because you're creating your life circumstances, and within the depths of your inner being, which has raised your consciousness, then the reality reflected by the collective consciousness is a product of that change. It can't help but to change. So to expect that catastrophic events will victimize your world and reduce it to rubble is to cast a literal interpretation upon the words with which basic truth may have been given. That is not, in fact, what has been foreseen for these times, as you will experience them. For the collective mindset presently representing your reality is not of the resonance to reflect that outcome. We've done such a great job in moving, in ascending, in consciousness, that we're not going to have this devastation. Thank you. There are other realms where that is not the case. There are realities that are vastly denser variations on the theme that you regard as your world. And in those realities, the environment that hosts and supports the life that experiences itself there is having a far more severe reaction to the universal upsurge in vibrational frequency. So they're letting us know there are other areas that where they have not elevated enough, and it's going to be, the change will be more violent for them. And at those levels of experience, circumstances more in keeping with the radical interpretation of the end times prophecy are manifesting as reality. It was those diminished vibrational realms that were referenced by the prophecies made so very long ago. It was anticipated that at those denser vibrational levels, the more radical change was required in order to keep pace with the momentum of ascension that is being experienced at other levels of reality. You are not experiencing those conditions because your awareness is no longer focused at those levels. It is for you who have been made aware of the kinds of events predicted for those times to know that the changes in question need not carry the density that many of you have given them. The maintenance of physical life is not the consummate goal here. breathe, maintaining your physical being, your physical life, is not the goal. Rather, it is the vibrational elevation of all life and the environment that sustains it that is the objective in all that now transpires in and around you. So when we think about the end times, how should we respond to it? First of all, oneness is telling us no resistance. That's the number one thing. Don't resist this change. And we know resistance means what? Embrace it in love. It is perfect love. That means you are not spending the time to judge it one way or the other. It just is. But let's take it a step further. Embrace the reality that this is all in divine order and that it is for the elevation, the ascension of all of life. Okay, so consider carefully the possibility that the beings in question have come to completion with the life's work of this present incarnation. And the highest possible expression of their collective destiny is, in many cases, to just relinquish their physical forms. And you know, when I first read that, you know what came to cross my mind? Was Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston. Would you not agree that they did their work? We got to experience their craft. And it's done. They released it. So, and I'm sure we can think of others. But that's some way to look at this when we see these things happen, that it's, they have completed their life's work. So in so doing, they are able to transcend the limitation of those physical identities. And in many cases, such beings have been paid much of their karmic debt. And with the one great contribution of their very life, they've earned their liberation from continued incarnation at levels that have kept them bound in the experience of oppression. So the profound levels of release that are experienced as large populations of beings transition from such circumstances should not be underestimated. And here's the other thing. Let's look at what's going on with Syria, and that where this man is struggling, the dictator is struggling to hold on to what was, and the people are saying no, and they're dying for their right to be released from that oppression. And can you stretch your consciousness enough to understand that when they incarnated, they chose to incarnate at this particular time, knowing that this was going to be explosive, and make that sacrifice for the change. It forces us, when we move into oneness and understanding the whole divine plan, we look at these circumstances differently. Our news media will hype it because there's drama over here. But in our centeredness, we're walking on water, and we know the true meaning of what's going on. There are no accidents in your physical world. Did you hear that? It's all has been carefully orchestrated. And even though there are circumstances and levels of human condition which you may find horrifying, know that the individuals in question selected these very circumstances to illustrate to themselves, okay, the issues in which each was most profoundly invested at a soul level. Can you imagine loving your brother and sister so much and seeing them in bondage under a dictator that you say, I choose to come back to stand for peace, freedom, harmony. And I will give up my physical life so that generations can experience a new existence. Wow, that's heavy. One that says that each volunteered to pay the price in terms of suffering in order to elevate themselves from the need to continue to experience incarnation at those levels. And once the lesson is manifested and the understandings are gleaned, there is simply not the need to continue an incarnation simply because the physical form is still capable of sustaining life. Essentially, that lifetime is complete. Whether it is one that terminates in infancy or in old age, longevity is not the objective of a physical incarnation, but rather it is the fulfillment of one's life purpose. Have you done everything that you intended to do when you came to planet Earth? That's when you decide to transition. If you've done your life's work, it's time to go. So the catastrophic events that are being experienced by large segments of the population in remote areas of the globe are indicative of a mass release of energy that has been liberated from the need to continue in oppressive conditions, and we see it playing out in the Middle East, don't we? So having experienced some of the horrors of those circumstances, these beings have transcended the need for much of the repetition of similar themes that might have been otherwise called for, and they contracted for these conditions voluntarily, fully aware of the price to be paid and the liberation to be attained as a result. So much of what has been categorized as earth changes were scenarios that were orchestrated to provide just such opportunities. For in living out in some of the most insidious of these experiences, quantum leaps of consciousness are possible. And this is a choice made to many who will be riding the crest of some of those waves. There are other segments in your population that will be totally untouched by these kinds of circumstances. It is you, many of whom are tuned in to the higher understandings, are also being made available en masse in these times, and you will transcend the need to be caught in the grasp of any manifestation of environmental upheaval at all. Your earthquakes and tidal waves are transpiring within you, and the ravages of famine and disease are being experienced equally by you, but it's done symbolically. But why? Because you are connected to everything. You are not being asked to pay the supreme price of the relinquishing of your physical body in exchange for the lessons learned, as are some in other corners of your world. The price many of you have agreed to pay is far dearer than that, for you have dared to weather the virtual annihilation of an entire state of beingness that has kept you imprisoned in self-defeating patterns for lifetimes. The ravages of such an experience cannot be underestimated, and depending upon just how invested some of you were in maintaining the stance in question, that is the extent to which the energies of changes have come to bear upon you. You know, how many of you have you were I know a lot of you, were going into church and sitting in church and questioning a lot of things that you were hearing. And you were doing things and going through the motions because that's what mama did, that's what grandma did, you know, and that's what they great grandma did it before. And there's just this whole thing. But here you are, you're breaking out and saying, you know, this just is not working for me anymore. I need something more. You were the one that said, I'm breaking this generational hold on limiting my consciousness. And that's huge. That's what oneness is saying to you. That is huge. Huge. You entered into these agreements knowingly, fully aware of the trauma that would result when the time was at hand. But you were so fully aware of the possibility of transcendence that might be realized from having weathered those levels of upheaval. And you exercised your power of choice. And you prayed from the depths of your very soul to be permitted to go through exactly what you're going through, and for the chance that you might, as long last, be free of what has been your life pattern and taste what is truly there within you. So the prophecies for these times of transformation are not something to be feared. They are possibilities. And these are possibilities to be embraced by those of you who are fortunate enough to be touched by the sacred energies that deliver them. They are the monumental turning points that you yearn for as a soul. They are the gift of deliverance. So the so-called end times, to which the attention of so many is now drawn in, is not an ending in the physical sense, so much as a transcendence of the limitations posed by linear perspective. The endings that may well transpire in the physical lives of many are not the objective of the events that may precipitate them. Rather, these endings are the doorway to another level of experience, whether or not you're in your physical form. So what is being brought to completion in this here and now are the intense patterns of karmic compensation that were enforced vibrationally in a system that was ongoing and essentially inescapable. But by altering the vibrational basis through which that aspect of reality has perpetuated itself, beings are once more being given the possibility to exercise their free will and to live their lives fully in the now moment. By integrating the higher frequencies and elevating your vibration, you are able to significantly expand the range of options for experiencing life at levels of reality where the conditions are less challenging. So, when viewed solely in the literal sense, it could be interpreted that the world is coming to an end. That might be how it would appear to those who have chosen to be present in such realities when those times are at hand. But most of you will no longer have your focus of awareness invested at those levels. And you will not even know that cataclysmic events are indeed occurring where you once were, for you will no longer be there to experience them. You will have ascended out of that range of reality. And you will be experiencing a higher vibrational variation on the theme of those prophesied events. Excuse me. And oneness talks about these dimensions, because they're talking about one. They're talking about another dimension that you will have elevated to another dimension, but it's in the same time continuum. But your vibration is higher, so you may not even be aware that there's a drama happening someplace else. The Bible says two women will be grinding. At the meal, and one will be taken away. That's what they're talking about. One will be at a higher vibration. And you know, when you hear how that was written and how it was translated, one will be snatched up and taken away, and one will be left behind. You know, how else can you explain ascension? That's what's happening now. You are elevating. You are ascending. And oneness is saying, you are experiencing the now moment. So from the perspective of the distant observer, some of the so-called guides that are filtering information through to many of you, the conditions being observed from afar appear to be transpiring according to schedule. For what has been prophesied is based solely on the logical, predictable outcome of combination of variables, all of which are energy patterns. And those patterns can still be perceived from the vantage point of those who may be watching from a distance that is extraterrestrial and providing commentary to it. However, these forms of consciousness are only able to perceive the level of reality to which they are vibrationally aligned. Remember, everything is vibration. Everything has a frequency. And so these energies can only see at their level. They can't see the full picture. They can only see what they're vibrationally equal to. So what they may not be able to sense is what each of you actually perceives as your reality in any given moment, which is based solely on your vibrational state of beingness. So thus, the level of reality upon which otherworldly observers may be reporting is not necessarily the one you are likely to experience. Ancient prophecy is only as accurate as the moment in time in which the seer had the vision. From the perspective of certain moments in the past, the probability of certain events manifesting as a reality seemed likely. But as the free will of the collective of consciousness exercised its power to co-create its reality, well, that outcome may have well shifted in any number of ways, and the likelihood of certain prophecies actually occurring as envisioned is minimal at best. Mass consciousness has shifted, and the reality that is a reflection of it has shifted accordingly. You know, I was reading a book called The Voyagers, and it talks about how we, let me come back to that. Let's go through this and I'll come back to it. I'm sorry. Know that in these times of transformation, all things are possible. The script is being drafted anew, based on your willingness to embrace the layers of change that are erupting within each of you. Life in this tumultuous time, period of history is defined by the degree to which each is able to detach from the need to try to control the process. Clinging to the safety nets of the past places an energetic death grip on your ability to float through the turbulent patches and harness the powerful currents that have come to carry you through. It's like a stream, okay? Merrily, 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 life is but a stream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. You want to go with the flow. If you try to get in that boat and go upstream, it's a struggle, isn't it? That song tells you, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. And then what happens? Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Don't resist it. Clinging to the safety nets of the past places an energetic death grip on your ability to float through the turbulent patches and harness the power, the powerful currents that have come to carry you through. And you're going to walk on water through this. Those of you who have become consumed with the worst-case scenario predictions that are presently flooding your reality have created for yourself a fascinating test. For you have given yourself the option to choose to perceive the vision that once appeared in the mind's eye of another being, or alternatively, to experience a heightened expression of reality that's custom-made for your eyes only. And that has not yet been revealed. Which will you choose? You know, the proverbial blind leap of faith presupposes that one is capable of ignoring what the logical mind is screaming about. For that logic is often based on fears, firmly entrenched by painful experiences of the past. But in these times, that past and all the ground rules that went with it is quite possibly no longer relevant. And whether or not you choose to give credence to fear-based prophecies, that's certainly up to you. It is yet another of the fascinating variables you have chosen to factor into your script as part of your end times saga. And watching yourself go through the mental gyrations of trying to figure it all out can certainly be a part of that experience. But there often comes a moment in the heat of your desperation when you call a timeout and you withdraw from the cyclone of illusion that just swirls all around you, and you find, after all that drama, that the stillness within is still there waiting. It never left. It never left. You did. And you scattered a mind-boggling trail of chaos behind you. So that when all else fails, as it inevitably does, you will find your way home. So if you want to struggle, what oneness is saying, go ahead and struggle. Go ahead and create all your fear-based experiences. You have free will to do that. And we still love you. But in the midst of that, when everything else fails, and you're standing there facing may possibly losing your life, at that moment, you'll turn inward. And oneness will still be there, waiting for you to come home. I just love this chapter. I just love this book. You know, what I was going to tell you, there are two things that popped out at me. One was when I said the word script. You know, oneness always talks about these life scripts that we create, these dramas that we create, script. And all of a sudden I said, oh my goodness, script, scripture. So is the Bible creating a life drama for us? But we have free will. And we can choose to create another life drama, an alternative life drama. Wow. The other thing that I was going to share with you, Voyager says they cling on to this 8%. And Dr. Reggie, maybe you can talk to us about the number 8, the value of number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Voyager says when 8% of the population raises its awareness, its vibration, it is enough to sustain the planet to evolve to the next level. Only 8%. Why? Tell us about the number 8, Dr. Reggie.
Okay, well, the number, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Numbers have a very powerful frequency, and I'll run through it real quickly. Number 1 represents, of course, the energy of oneness and the energy of primal force, God energy. And 2 is duality. 3 is the Trinity. 4 is balance of the cross, earth, air, fire, and water. 5 is all the elements, earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. 6 is the number of creation. On the sixth day, God created man. 7 is God's holy rest number, perfection. 8 is the number of eternity. It is a twisted number on the head of the magician. It's the Lamascotti in Italian. It means the halo, the holy energy. It means eternal, one force, eternal in everything. We are infinite children of the Most High. And as we do that, the energy of infinity, I want to say infinitesimal, that's not right, in infinity, we know that we are infinite and we are eternal and we are the ones planted here. Just only 8% of the world's population can carry a vibration in oneness that affects everybody on this planet and other planets in the solar system.
Wow.
So we are very endowed with power and will and love and choice.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, that ends chapter 43. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer.
Okay. No questions from anyone?
I don't think so. We only have a few seconds left.
Okay. I'll be glad to. Thank you for this beautiful lesson, Father, that we all got privy to listen to and to be enriched by. We thank you for love and energy and the flow of consciousness. Let us stand in the power that we are and make correct choices and wise choices and loving choices directed by you and honored in your name. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So listen, tomorrow we will close out our book club of oneness. And we haven't selected our next book. I've been waiting to hear from you guys. If I don't hear from you, I'm going to pick one. It doesn't matter which one it is, does it? Because I know that God is everything. God is going to guide us. But I sent out an email. We have a quick summary of 5 of the 10 that we are looking at. And many of them tomorrow will make an announcement. But I'm going to study. See, I love you as God loves you.